This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almacead. Almacead is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almacead. Find out more and see the university studies at almacead.com. That's almaced.com.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. Five times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Erie County Clerk, Mickey Kearns. Mickey, good morning. Welcome.
Good morning, Joe. What a show you have today.
Well, thank you so much. Saw you a few weeks ago at the big luncheon. Always a good time.
No, it was great to see you. It's great to see you out in the street, Joe. Hustling, that's what I like. That's what we do in the clerk's office. Clerk on the go. Now we got Joe on the go. I love it.
Joe on the go. Hey, I love going out and talking to people. I don't know if they like talking to me as much, but I love going out and talking. Mickey, we talked a few months ago. I can't believe time does just fly by. A few months ago about the Real ID, and we're getting up to a month. May 7th is the deadline. Where do we stand in the clerk's office, and if people are now just realizing, uh-oh, I need to get this ID, what do they do?
Sure, Joe. When you hear uh-oh, that means with the Real ID, in order to fly domestically, in order to travel, we'll say, from Buffalo to New York, you're going to need to be Real ID compliant. So what does that mean? The easiest thing to do for the listeners is to pull out your driver's license, and if you have a flag or a star, you're Real ID compliant. So that's good. But if you're not Real ID compliant, then we're going to have to do a little bit of work. So this is a federal ID after the Real ID Act of 2005. It's been over 20 years. But I do believe TSA will be strictly enforcing this as of May 7th, 2025. You need original documentation, which is original birth certificate, not a hospital birth certificate, original Social Security card, proof of identity. In addition to that, you're going to need proof of address, and to fill out those documents, they all have to be original. Now, the big one, Joe, is if you've had a name change, meaning if your name on your license is different, which is on the birth certificate, most people, when they get married, they take their spouse's name. You would need an original marriage certificate. So it might take some time. You know, it's a beautiful day out today, but go through those important documents, because we're seeing, high-level attendance at our DMVs, and that's why we are encouraging appointments. And if people go to erie.gov/clerks, make an appointment. But the one thing, Joe, we are seeing that we're going to have to really enforce is we have people making one appointment and bringing multiple people in their family. We have people making one appointment and bringing four or five people. So what I am encouraging is, if you know that you're not going to be flying, maybe you're going to go on a trip in October or November, even though May 7th is that deadline, you can wait till after the deadline and we'll service you. Also, children under 18 do not need it right away. So we are quite busy, even though we've expanded hours and we're doing outreaches at Cheektowaga. We have specific dates. We just had one this past Saturday, only for the Real ID certification, only those transactions. But Joe, we're quite busy. I think we're going to be setting record numbers this year.
So if you have a flight on May 8th then you got to rush. But if you have don't have a flight until September, you're saying, hey, maybe, you know, wait off a month and let the numbers cool off?
I think, wait off, make the appointment, make sure you have the proper documentation. You can always call 858-8864. We're in West Seneca, the clerk outreach center. You could stop in there Monday through Friday. And if you just want someone to look at your ID, we will do that. We have multiple satellite locations. We're just in Lackawanna with the mayor of Lackawanna. We just did an outreach event at the senior center there. We had 50 people the first hour, Joe. So once again, please, if you know that you're not going to fly, you have to the rest of the year to get this completed. We'll take care of you. But I'm really pleading. I don't want to have to. But really, if you have family members, you can't make one appointment and bring five people. So if you do make that appointment, one of the things we've instituted, you know, Mickey Mouse, one of my favorite people, he's got the express lane at Disneyland. We also have the express lane at the clerk's office. You come in and you'll be taken care of right away. So this is a federal ID. These are complicated documents. It's a complicated transaction. It takes between 20 and 30 minutes. So you can see if a family comes in a five or six, once again, that's really going to hold things up.
You know, I remember when I got my enhanced license forever ago, when that passed, so you had to take over the border. And when I first got it, they gave me like a little printout that would go with my existing ID. Does that work for this, or do you need to order it in an advanced time to actually have the physical ID?
Yeah, so this is what I'm saying. If you're under 18, if you have a birth certificate, TSA is going to take that as acceptable. If you have a valid passport or a passport card or a Nexus card, that will be acceptable. So you'll come in. New York State has been doing a great job. I know our commissioner has really been pushing this, Mark Schroeder. We're going to have a quick turnaround, but you can use that paper copy and your current ID, your current standard driver's license. Once again, Joe, there are a lot of people that don't drive anymore, and they're going to say, how can I become real ID compliant? We have non-ID enhanced identification. You still need those same documents, original birth certificate, original Social Security card, proof of address, proof of identity, and you'll get a printout and you'll get a non-driver's ID. So there's three types of driver's license in New York State, and we really encourage everyone to become real ID compliant. But if you know you're not going to travel and you know you're not going to be traveling to the rest of the year, especially even our young people, you know, we've done some outreaches at the high schools. We've really been out in the community trying our best to get everybody ready. If you know you're not going to travel, you can wait to May 7th. It's not like we're not going to be doing this transaction after that day. But if you are going to be traveling, then you really need to get in and make an appointment.
Now, you had a Real ID event yesterday. Your next event is Tuesday, April 8th, and these hours are just for Real ID, right?
Just for Real ID. You have to make an appointment. We've been really, like I said, I think it's the, you know, if you go onto the website, we say one appointment per person. During COVID, we did allow an extra person to come in on that appointment. We had a lot of senior citizens that needed someone to drive them, maybe a husband and a wife. But really, we can't have five or six people coming in under one appointment. And we're going to get pretty strict on that. And so right now, we're able to handle the volume. We've got a great team. I'm really proud of my team. Our front MVR workers, they're doing a great job. They are really pros. This isn't your grandparents' DMV. They really hustle and get you in and out with great service. So we really are trying our best to make this deadline to accommodate those people that have that need before May 7th. But when we were in Lackawanna, a lot of people were coming in and they said, we really don't have our original birth certificate. We said, go down to the Lackawanna City Hall. So it's the city, you may live in Amherst, but you were born in Lackawanna, you were born in Buffalo. You go to that city clerk's office to get your original birth certificate. So I think this is a great program for our country. Having identification is going to be important. We know what the current president is doing to stem, you know, illegal entry into our country. And I do think having the proper ID is going to be part of this.
All right. Again, the deadline is May 7th, and you have those extended hours. Mickey, before we get out of here, I do want to ask you, we've asked almost every guest the same question, and your time in Albany might shed some light on this. How are your feelings on how the corrections officer strike was handled by the governor?
Well, when you talk about solitary confinement, I remember when I was in Albany, they brought me into a room that was the size of solitary confinement. And I said to the person, I don't have a problem with this. And they said, well, why don't you have a problem with solitary confinement? I said, the room that I grew up with, my sister Joanne and I, we shared a room. It was bigger than what people have in solitary confinement. So it is ridiculous. We have our COs doing a great job. They have the toughest job in the world because they are in jail too. They're going to jail voluntarily. They have a very difficult job. I think every one of your guests outlined this correctly. And we are going to have a tough time when you have laws that prohibit you from doing your job. I've talked to retired corrections officers. I've talked to guys and girls that are on the front lines. And it's a terrible situation because this is something that the governor created. That she's not new to the job. They were in a horrific situation with the working conditions. And it starts at the top. When there's a problem, it's the person at the top that has to solve it. So once again, the punitive measures that you talked about on them in South Buffalo, it's like an old street rule that when a guy is down, you don't kick them when they're down. You don't put your foot on their head. And that's sort of what she's doing to these corrections officers.
What did you think about the county's two-day attempt to add on to it and then pausing it?
We've got the worst county attorney, Jeremy Toth, ever. I mean, the guy, I think he's incompetent. Once again, there should have been a legal rule. I'm still waiting for legal opinions from my office, multiple legal opinions. They take so long. He works for the county executive. So, this, once again, it goes to the top. They're going to sue the federal government. They're not going to sue the federal government. They're going to, follow Kathy Hochul's edict on this. Then they're pulling it back. Once again, it's the same thing. They're not thinking things through. And they have problems at the county attorney's office. Jeremy Toth, many problems there. I know the county legislature is going to be looking at some of the decisions that he's made recently. So, once again, this has been par for the course. I can go over and over. I wish I had a whole show to talk about how Erie County is being mismanaged right now.
I mean, Mickey, you name the time and we'll do it.
Yeah, I mean, we have some things that are going to come out, and you see what's happening financially. Well, let's just look at 18%. People are paying 18% when they get behind on their taxes. I talk about it. It's an unprecedented time. I was on a show with the head of the NAACP the other day with Reverend Blue, and I was talking about how this is hurting so many people, where we have one person owing Erie County nearly $750,000. I did a FOIL to Real Property because I had to FOIL it, an intergovernmental FOIL to find out information about the policy on foreclosures. And there were, in 2023, over 10,000 people behind on their taxes. These municipalities are going to have to wake up. We have senior citizens who have been overtaxed. They need to have some remedy and some relief. All we're asking the legislature, I filed a resolution asking them, just give us the opportunity to go to Albany, have someone sponsor legislation for a home rule to lower it from 18 to 12. So just think, if you were going to apply for a credit card and someone said, hey, we got this great deal. We got the Joe Bremer credit card at 18%, the Erie County government credit card for 18%. You'd laugh at the person, but that's what people are paying. Erie County is owed over $50 million in back taxes. I mean, a punitive amount of 18% for poor people. And at this point in time, as the county clerk, we know that, I know the mayor was talking about everything that was going on, and it's a positive thing. But we have out-of-town investors coming in and beating people out for purchasing properties, multiple offers on cash deals. I mean, we are facing a crisis, a housing crisis like we haven't seen in a long time. That's why we're not seeing a lot of activity. So if you talk to the realtors, they're hurting. If you talk to people, what is going on in county government, it's just laughable. And it goes from the top down. I mean, we have a county attorney, Jeremy Toth, who is invisible. We've got the county controller who's holding on to $15 million in foreclosure funds. I don't know where he's at on this. These poor people lose their homes, and then they're supposed to get the money. Joe, I could talk about this forever, but it's just, once again, it's the incompetency of government. And people are paying attention. People want answers. And I'm going to continue to fight to lower that from 18 to 12%. And that's just the beginning. You can't even get on a payment plan until you go into foreclosure. So you get behind on your taxes, your husband loses their job, your wife gets sick. Until you go into foreclosure, then Erie County says, we'll put you on a payment plan. We're going to help you. And we only get one chance to do it in 1 year. So we've got some problems in Erie County. And, you know, it's really coming forward. The warts are starting to show. And that edict from the personnel department was really something that really struck a chord with people. These poor people are down. Even in South Buffalo in a street fight, you don't kick them when they're down. But that's what Kathy Hochul did.
Erie County Clerk Mickey Kearns. Mickey, I'm glad we can always get you on the show because, you know, some of the other people upper Erie County don't want to come on and be as transparent. We really appreciate it. One last time, because someone just texted in, they joined late. How do you check your ID to see if it's ready for real ID?
Once again, pull it out. If there is a flag in the upper right or lower left-hand corner or a star, you're real ID compliant. Or, if you want to call 858-8864, you can talk to a live person Monday through Friday. In addition to that, you can go to erie.gov/clerk. We have all the information on there. Joe, it's really important. And we're going to, like you said, we're going to be out on the street. I was talking to Reverend Blue. Every Monday, we're at Meriwether Library in the Dr. Eva Doyle Auditorium. Stop in there. You can stop in and say hello at any of our locations, and we can help you with that information. But once again, we are going to get quite busy over the next couple weeks.
Erie County Clerk Mickey Kearns. Mickey, it's always great talking with you, and we will do another reminder when we're getting down to the wire.
Joe, I felt so badly. I wanted to get you some corned beef and cabbage. They ran out. There were so many people there, but I know you're on a strict diet, so but you look good that day.
Well, thank you, Mickey, and I appreciate it. But yes, I have to stick within what's been getting me to this point. But always good seeing you, and we'll talk soon.
Okay, thanks, Joe.